This story of Jesus at the temple is in a little different place in John's gospel as opposed to the synoptics of Matthew, Mark, and Luke. In John's gospel, it comes right after the miracle at the wedding of Cana. In Matthew, Mark, and Luke's gospel, it comes literally just about at Holy Week. So, what is the purpose of this particular scripture? Well, I have to confess, it has always been a bit of a quandary to me because I don't like the thought of Jesus going around with a whip and beating people and animals and turning over. That's just not the Jesus I grew up with, you know. I had a picture, or I didn't, but my parents did, of gentle Jesus, meek and mild. You know, the one where he's kind of looking up and the sunlight's coming down on his face. That's the Jesus I'm most comfortable with. And I would dare say most of us like that one too. Because you see, that Jesus, he just doesn't challenge us too much, does he? We know that Jesus loves us and Jesus forgives our sins. And that in the end time, Jesus is going to come and put everything right. And we like to think of Jesus kind of as a friend who comes and sits at the breakfast table and has coffee with us and tells us how the day is just going to be wonderful. Well, that might be on the other side of the spectrum. But here we have this troubling tale of Jesus coming into the temple and braiding a whip and taking after the cattle and the sheep and bursting the doves out of their cages and screaming at the top of his lungs, "Why have you turned my father's house into a marketplace?" Well, I want to start by saying this was nothing new to Jesus. Jesus was a good Jewish boy. He'd been to the temple probably many times in his life. And the money changers and those who sold the sacrificial animals, that was a very familiar sight to him. So why, at this point in his ministry, did he make an issue out of it? And I think that he was tired of religion being business as usual. He was tired of things being done out of muscle memory. And the only way he knew to shake people up was to take this symbol of the presence of God and turn it on its ear. Business as usual is the death knell of human meaning and imagination and compassion. Business as usual happens to us when we are kind of bored with the predictability of our days. You ever had that feeling when you go to work and it's just the same thing? You're going to see the same people at the water cooler, and you're going to be doing the same projects you've maybe been doing for 20 or 30 years, and nothing ever really seems to change. That's business as usual. Someone asked me one time, what is the problem? What's the greatest cross to bear in the ministry? And I thought about it, and he said, is it the pay? And I said, no, the pay's gotten a lot better than it used to be. He said, is it the long hours? And I said, no, you know, ministry is a lifestyle. It's not a job, and you get used to weird hours. And truth be told, you get kind of used to weird people. And he said, well, what is the biggest pain? And I said, you know, for 42 years, I have never rotated off the session. Sometimes session meetings can be business as usual, but that just kind of comes with the territory at times. business as usual in our lives robs us of a lot of joy. Business as usual makes us just kind of take things and people for granted. Business as usual keeps us from going out beyond our comfort zone and doing things that might glorify God. I think of working in a soup kitchen. I think of spending the night at a homeless shelter. I think of volunteering at the hospital. I think of any number of things, filling up the little free pantry. These are often things that take us out of our comfort zone. And when we dare to do that, amazing things can result. Life quits being business as usual. We have another set of experiences in our memory banks, and something that has meaning enters into us and enlivens us and enthuses us when we dare to take life not as business as usual. And I think that's what Jesus is doing in this particular passage. He's saying we're not going to do business as usual. You've gotten so comfortable and at ease selling these animals, exchanging these coins. You've been doing it for so long and for so much the same way that the meaning of God's house has disappeared. And I'm here to tell you, you have tainted the temple with your lackadaisical business as usual attitude. I am absolutely, positively sure that the day after this incident, the money changers were back at their tables, the sheep and the cattle were back in their stalls, the doves were back in their little roosts and boxes. I don't think Jesus changed much by way of the activity of the temple, but I think he did make people stop and think, why are we doing this if not for the glory of God? Business as usual. Well, it's kind of like I told the children this morning, it's killing time, which is a slow form of intellectual and emotional and theological suicide. We, as the followers of Jesus Christ, need to remember that in God's creation, there really is no such thing as business as usual. Because every day, God is coming into our lives and challenging and changing us, oftentimes in ways we don't perceive. But then all of a sudden, some precipitating event comes upon us, and we see new meaning, new lessons, new love, new enthusiasm that changes and challenges our days. We stand here at this table. And I was considering the table this morning as I was getting ready for the drive over here. And one thing I can truly say is that in all the times I have celebrated the Lord's Supper, communion, the Eucharist, however it might be called, it's always unique. It's never the same from time to time, because there are always a group of people around. There are always elements provided. And there is always a uniqueness to the celebration that gives it new life and purpose. At least for me, because it is so precious. You see, celebrating the Lord's Supper, it doesn't lose its meaning by virtue of frequent celebration. It only loses its meaning when it is exposed to poor celebration. I hope this table will never be for you just business as usual, just the first Sunday of the month. This is indeed the body and the blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, our Lord. And in the kingdom of God, there is no such thing as business as usual. It's never what we expect. Let us pray. And so, O Lord, we come to this table to encounter you afresh, to experience you anew. Open our hearts that we may receive you as we receive this sacrament by the power of Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.